You know, when I first came into office, we were at the beginning of a drought. And I realized that we were not even in the drought monitor. And so the department and others couldn't verify that we were in fact in a drought because they had not been monitoring us when we were not in a drought. So putting us in the drought was very helpful so that we could monitor that.
Congresswoman Stacy Plaskett. She represents the U.S. Virgin Islands and is the chairwoman of the House Ag Subcommittee on Biotech, Horticulture, and Research.
And then we had hurricanes. And so many of our farmers and our livestock owners completely lost their crops during that time, lost their animals. And now that we're in a pandemic, we're also facing that shortage as well. You know, our local government supported our farmers in many ways, including even just having an abattoir for them to be able to do the slaughtering and have that USDA approved. And without the government, the local government feeling that they were going to have to make budget cuts, this was an area that they felt that they may need to cut as well, which would have been very hurtful to our farmers. And so we've been working on that. But one of the things that I know, and what we were doing before the pandemic happened, was in the committee where I'm the chair in biotech, horticulture, and research, really talking to those smaller farmers, talking to our researchers, talking to organic farmers. They have the solutions already. And it's for us on the committee to listen to them and put in the legislation and the support that they've already come up with to advance their advanced farming in America. For example, no one understands resilience and crop resiliency and drought resilience or even flood mitigation like farmers do. And so it's been my job and my pleasure to have them in hearings and roundtable discussions to talk with them about what are the areas in terms of research, in terms of funding, what programs are working and what's not, to allow them to have the tools that they need to be successful and to ensure that we do not continue to lose farmers in this pandemic or in any natural disaster that may come about.
As this congressional session comes to an end, what does she want to see next session?
One of the things that we touched on in this last round that I really want to delve in more is support for farmers in terms of stress and mental health. I think that that's an area that we don't often talk about, but is tremendously important to our farmers to make sure that they and their families have the support that they need. Another area that I've been talking with members across the island in my own caucus is in terms of broadband and how the internet can really support farm growth and also support those families, children who are the children, you know, school children who are the children of farmers, to make sure that they can get their work done in this virtual world that we're in. Or even when we're not, that they don't have to go to locations to get homework done because their farm is so remote in such a rural area. I'd like to really work on that. And then the other area, of course, that is burgeoning still is hemp. My subcommittee is responsible for hemp. And so I want to figure out ways that this can grow in a safe way, ways that it can be supportive of the American agriculture and a new entrance coming into it cannot be gobbled up by larger ones, and they can have a piece of the pie of this burgeoning market.
From Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.